Regulation without representation may be worse than taxation without representation. That was one of the main causations that triggered the American Revolution and caused people to get really upset at places like Lexington and Concord, for example. By the way, we didn't send mean tweets. We shot the British dead. But regulation without representation is going on all the time. A regulatory nation. That's what we've become. We've got unelected bureaucrats and others running around with the power to do anything. With guns on their hips, they can come to your door and say you violated the rules. They can take your property, your money, your freedom, if they're so inclined. But House Republicans now in the majority are pushing back. Among those, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, an American politician and advisor serving as a U.S. representative for Florida's 3rd Congressional District. Kat, good to talk to you again.
Hey, good to hear from you.
I always appreciate you. Okay, the REINS Act, R-E-I-N-S, would take steps to address the regulatory actions by the federal executive branch, which is one of the steps that needs to be taken to bring this back in order. Now, we're all thrilled when the EPA lost to West Virginia, and we've seen a couple other cases since that time. The Supreme Court's starting to say, you can't do this, and you can't do this, and you can't do this, but it has to be dovetailed with exactly what you're doing. Tell us about this bill.
You know, it's crazy, and I think your intro onto this was perfect. You know, this is the new era of pushing back against government overreach. You know, it was originally when we got our country started, the taxation without representation. Well, now today we have all these swamp creatures, unelected bureaucrats in basements all over Washington, D.C., that impose their will, looking for places to place these regulations that dramatically alter our everyday life in the services that people are able to provide, in industries, in products that we consume. It's ridiculous. We have over 1.3 million regulations actively on the books today. And when you look at the total cost of what those regulations add in terms of cost to our economy, that's $2 trillion. It's absolutely crazy to me that we now have unelected bureaucrats. You can't fire them. You can't hold them accountable at any turn. And there's no real way to plead your case. If you are a small business owner and you get hit with some ridiculous regulation, a good one that I always talk about because I know our small family business used to get hit with this was extension cords. You know, sure. Extension cords on job sites. They say, oh, that's not a compliant extension cord. What? What makes an extension cord compliant? You know, it's ridiculous things that are really just designed to fine individuals, to fine industries and businesses, to then perpetuate the growth of these agencies.
Well,
that's
all it comes down to. I want to give the folks here, Kat, an example that is up now and will be to the great detriment of farmers, small farmers, landowners, and that's the Waters of the USA. Yeah. Waters of the USA Act, which means that they can regulate the mud puddles in the two-track on my 40-acre farm, right? That's what it means. It is bizarre. Waters of the USA, navigable waters have always been under the control of federal government, not puddles, not runoff streams, not drainage ditches. But here they come, and farmers say this is the most dangerous thing to them in years, and it's nothing that's ever gone through Congress, is it?
No, and this is the thing that we've been fighting for years. These regulatory agencies have been pushing, particularly with WOTUS, this rule. It says that any area that is seasonably wet is subject to federal regulations because it's then deemed, quote unquote, navigable.
Wouldn't that be the entire state of Florida? That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I live in Florida. The entire state gets about 60 inches of rain a year. My front yard, I live on 5 acres. My front yard is seasonably wet. Does that mean that the federal Army Corps of Engineers now has jurisdiction over my property? If I want to build a fence, I have to go ask permission?
Yes. That's exactly what it means. And that's the problem. That's the overreach of an overzealous central government that we have. You're exactly right. Yes. That's why it's so frightening. Go on.
Well, and so it's things like that. It's, you know, with WOTUS, it's, you know, everyone is impacted by this. We held a press conference on the REINS Act last week, and my colleague Zach Nunn and Ashley Hinson from Iowa held up a map, and it said every part of this map that is blue would be subject to jurisdiction under WOTUS. It was the entire state. The entire state was covered. And that just goes to show it doesn't matter if it's in agriculture, if it's construction, anything and everything will be impacted by the implementation of this rule. But you look at other rules like ATF, for example. They're pushing for now banning the stabilizing braces on AR pistols. That's ridiculous. For years, the ATF has said that they have no jurisdiction over regulation of accessories. But now they want to say if you put a brace on an AR pistol, that now classifies as a felony if you do not register it within 120 days. Why is this regulation so detrimental? Well, it would cost $1.9 billion and it would turn millions, upwards of 40 million Americans into felonies in the span of 120 days.
Right. And how many wouldn't even be aware of it? It's one thing to be unaware of
going on about their life. Yeah, they're going on about their life. They don't know this has been implemented. Right. It was never a law that was passed in Congress. It was some bureaucrat who issued the rule, ignored 200,000 comments during the rulemaking process, and is rolling forward no matter what.
So, how do we push it back? We've only got a couple minutes here, but here's the – I know the Supreme Court, like I say, the EPA lost to West Virginia, a couple of other cases recently that didn't get as much notoriety, but also lost in the regulation phase of this. But the EPA, the ATF, all of these agencies are far beyond what they should be. I mean, the EPA was never even created. It was created by an executive order to begin with. So I have a problem with the EPA from day one when Richard Nixon created it. But that's me. I'm a nitpicker sometimes, Kat. But how do we push back?
Well, the RAINS Act is a good first start. It basically says that any rule, major rule, or regulation that has an industry impact of $100 million or more has to return back to Congress for an up or down vote before it can be implemented. This allows people to hold their representatives in Congress accountable. Because you can fire us. You cannot fire those bureaucrats. So we're going to start with the RAINS Act. It needs to be the first step as we address the regulatory state. Then from there will be some additional efforts to take and rein in elements of the bureaucratic state. But we have got to get the RAINS Act across the finish line. For about 10, 12 years, this bill has come up. Senator Paul and I are pushing it together now. And I think this is something that we can use moving forward as part of the negotiations on the debt ceiling increase. Because no longer can the executive branch, the president, say, oh, I've got my pen and my phone. I don't need Congress. No, it's about time we rebalance things in Congress. So I think the RAINS Act is a great way to start. It's the most popular bill in Congress today, over 180 co-sponsors. If your member of Congress is not on it, call them today and ask them to co-sponsor it. And we'll be seeing some action on it here in the next few weeks.
That's incredible. It's the right move. We appreciate you doing that, Rand Paul. A good ally, formidable politician, to say the least, from Kentucky. He knows how to roll up his sleeves. Kat Kamick, greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you, as always.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
There you have it. From Florida's 3rd Congressional District, the RAINS Act. We have to reel in government. We have to rein in government. She's on the right track, is Kat Kamick. Quick break, and I'll be back with Andrew Beeler, a Michigan House of Representatives member. Don't go anywhere.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a
bear sighting?
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
At one second, I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.